Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Saturday, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sash First Stations. I'm your host, Tiffany Purnell. I am glad to have you guys here today with me. I know it's spring, but it's snowing here, so I think that spring has took a break. Today we have a great show for you guys in store. Today, the special guest is Erin Kesters. She is currently Mrs. Nebraska USA Worldwide. She is my sister queen, and I'm so excited to have her on today. And I'm so excited for you guys to learn more about her and her platform. Our show will begin shortly. We will begin shortly. So while we are waiting for our special guest, I would like to say hey to my co-host, Roseanne. Hey, everyone.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hey, is everyone on?
Yeah, Erin's on.
Hey.
And so is Roseanne.
Hey, well, I'm so excited for everyone to be here today. I'm so excited, Erin, that our guests can listen to you talk about yourself and about your platform. How are you doing today?
Oh, I am great. I was already at an event earlier today, and so that was fun. And I'm just excited to be on here with you and Roseanne.
And I'm very excited to have Erin on, Tiffany, because we were not only classmates at Morningside College, but we are sorority sisters. So it's extra special for me to have Erin on as one of our guests.
Oh, so what sorority do you guys belong to?
Alpha Delta Phi.
The first and the finest.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we have an event coming up, don't we, Erin?
Yes, we do, next Saturday for the Ronald McDonald House in Sioux City, Iowa.
That's our national philanthropy for Alpha Delta Pi, and so Erin and I have both been heavily involved with it since our college days, and Erin will be traveling from Omaha, Nebraska, up here to Sioux City, Iowa, and we are going to be actually asking some of our alumni sisters to join us, and we're going to be doing a service project at the Ronald McDonald House, and also we'll be able to share worldwide pageants with our other sorority sisters. So I don't know about you, Erin, but I'm really looking forward to you coming up here.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. I haven't seen so many of the girls in a long time, so this is going to be great.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun. So let's get started. Erin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I am a wife of nearly 17 years to my wonderful husband, Joe, and we have two daughters. One is 14, and she is one which I'll talk about a little bit more because she has to do with our platform. She has a rare disease I'll get into, and her name is Emily. And then we have another daughter who is 6, soon to be 7, and her name is Taylor Jo. And let's see, I was a teacher for nearly 20 years, but I've been able to stay home now with my health and wellness business and as the executive director of our Little Giants Foundation, our platform. We live on a little 4.5-acre acreage outside of Gretna, Nebraska, and have some chickens and cats and a dog and a bunny and a guinea pig and just enjoying life as we can.
Well, now, tell us a little bit more about your platform. I know that you mentioned Little Giants earlier. We would love to hear more about your platform.
Sure. So Little Giants Foundation, we established it here in Nebraska in August of 2014, and it was created on behalf of our daughter in honor of her and her disease, Schimke immunoosseous dysplasia, or SIOD. And she is one of five in the United States and only 50 documented in the world with this rare genetic life-limiting dwarfism disease. And it originally started down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in 2009, but the family that had started it, their son had passed, and so we took it over here in Nebraska in 2014. And we educate and raise awareness and funding for the research to help prolong these children's lives and to also help to diagnose these children better, because it is so rare, but they think that there's probably more children out there. They just go undiagnosed because they go too soon and get their angel wings too soon from kidney failure or stroke or major infections and things. So we are out to on a mission to help raise awareness and educate and help the funding out in Stanford, California for this disease.
So now, what are your future plans with your platform to help bring awareness to the disease?
Right. My future plans, not only to help fund and speak out more and bring more awareness to the Little Giants Foundation and this disease, but to go beyond the monetary part that we need to help more children and their needs during the process of diagnosis. And once they are diagnosed, the medical journey, because the bills get pretty hefty for the family. So we want to be able to do more in helping in that aspect. But, of course, we need to find the way to diagnose these children better first.
Now, our listeners, if they want to get involved with the Little Giants Foundation, what is the way that they can get involved with it?
Sure, we have a few different ways. One can go to littlegiantsfoundation.blogspot.com, and that is our main website. And there's a place where you can donate now. We are a 501c3 underneath the Midlands Community Foundation. So that is one way, and become aware. You could also share the website with other people. On Facebook, we are the Little Giants Foundation. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter at Little Giants. So just look us up on social media and you will find us out there and spread any news that we share and information. Just getting the word out helps so much. There are actually parents in other countries who get a hold of me, and then we Skype or talk on the phone or message depending on the language barriers and if I need Google Translate or not. And we kind of help each other out in finding the doctors that they can go to, because there are not very many. As you might imagine, it being so rare. So we're not only in Nebraska, we're nationwide and worldwide, and I talk to families all the time.
Well, and Erin, maybe you can share just a little bit about your journey and how you were able to have Emily diagnosed. And just in case we have that family out there listening who says, oh, you know, I think we might have, you know, this with a child, this might be affecting one of our children. What were some of the things that kind of raised your concerns where you thought there's something that we need help with here?
Mm-hmm. Well, primarily these children are born premature. Doesn't mean that every premature baby, of course, has this. It is an autorecessive gene. So that means Joe and I had a 1 in 3 million chance of getting together and having a child with SIOD.
Wow.
One of the things is, you know, if you have a premature child and they're not hitting their targets past 2 years of age, that could be one little minor flag. However, the biggest flag for us and for a lot of families begins with light sensitivity, migraines, or kidney failure. These seem to be things that pop up around 3, 4, 5 years of age. And we were a seemingly healthy family otherwise. When Emily was about 3 and a half, she began kidney failure, and it went quite quickly. Within 6 months, she had a transplant from her dad after being diagnosed with that. And we were like, okay, this is weird. And so were the doctors. How is she, you know, the families who are relatively healthy, no diabetes or kidney disease in their families, why is this child having this issue? And then they started genetic testing after that, because she also, like I said, was a preemie, so not hitting some of those mile markers that she should have. You have to have a skeletal dysplasia scan because their bones are irregular and flat, so they are proportionate little people. However, they are small and they are dwarfs, so that is something as well. So if you have so a rare type of dwarfism along with the kidney failure, along with premature and medical mysteries, this could be a flag.
So you, this was really a huge puzzle for you that you had to put together while trying to reach out to try to get these pieces put together, but with no resources and nowhere to go. Did you find one of these families to help you? Is that how you started to put those pieces together?
Actually, not at the time. I just got online and started researching and then talked with a geneticist, and we started digging together and seeing, well, this might be it. Let's test. But right after our diagnosis, that initial family with the Little Giants Foundation, I was put in touch with them. And then from there, everything started to click and make sense. And I had another family to talk to, and they still are in the behind the scenes, but now we run the foundation. And so they're lifelong friends, but like I said, their child passed when he was only 5 and a half years old. The life expectancy is only 9 with this disease, and the fact that Emily is 14 is just amazing.
Well, and that's due to her great mama and all the special care you give her, and the fact that you're such a strong advocate for her.
Thank you, Roseanne.
Yes, yes. Well, as a caregiver, I understand those things. So, well, and
yes, you do.
And so I want to ask you about your pageantry experience, which I actually, I kind of encourage you to do this. So how has your pageantry experience been?
Oh my goodness. It has been so fun. So I remember when you talked to me and you were encouraging me about it, and I'm like, well, what do I have to do? Because actually this is my first year in pageantry, and you're like, well, you're kind of already doing it. I do like to help out and volunteer and give back in ways that, you know, other organizations have helped us along the way, because Emily's had a lot of different agencies help us. And that was one of the ways that I felt like I could give back. And this whole experience has been so great. Everyone has treated us so well. The girls are involved. Emily, you crowned her with Tears of Hope. Taylor Joe is Mrs. Nebraska's little sweetheart, and they really love being involved with their mom as well, and they're very proud. It just kind of gives us another reason to engage with the public, and being that it's platform-based, we have always wanted to be women who and young ladies who inspire and have integrity, and I'm also into the fitness world, so all of this just seemed to fit.
Well, and I remember you asking me about pageants back when I got started, and then when Worldwide Pageants came and they have such the strong concentration on the platform, I thought, who better to get involved than Erin? And so I was so glad that you entertained my phone call that day and let me give you my spiel, because I knew you would be perfect and your platform would be perfect, and that that the platform could benefit from the microphone that pageantry gives each one of us to support each cause that's dear to our heart. So I'm so glad that you're having a good time. And I was so pleased. I crowned Erin in December in Omaha, Nebraska, and she'll be at Nationals coming up this summer. So I'm so excited. So with that said, tell us a little bit about Worldwide Pageants. Obviously, we're all involved in the system, but tell our listeners which state you represent and actually why you chose to compete in this particular system.
Sure. So I'm from Nebraska, and this is Nebraska USA Worldwide. And so our pageantries are worldwide and Worldwide United Pageants, and they support Love Without Boundaries, where they transform the lives of orphaned and impoverished children. So I was glad to be a part of that. Anything with children, I'm always touched by as well. And I believe it was founded in 2015. Correct me if I'm wrong, Roseanne.
No,
by
that
Ellen
is correct.
McGovern. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Our director.
Yep. And she's just been a wonderful director. I had kind of had a connection with her. We're both in the teaching world, or I have been. And so she's been great to work with as well. And I love that this was a platform-based pageant system that really concentrates on inspiring others, integrity, and beauty.
So what do you think is your favorite part about pageantry so far?
I think the best part is that I've been able to do it with our girls, and that they have seen their mom be involved in the community, not only in Nebraska, but in other states as well that I've been able to travel to, and upcoming in Iowa, my hometown, by the way, or home state.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been great for them to see and be proud of their mom and what we're doing and accomplishing together. And that, you know, the stereotype that some may have with pageantry really is not there, that you may see on TV, on shows or something. I'm thinking of Miss Congeniality or something like that. And
right.
I'm just so proud to be involved with something that really is going for the strengths of women, how we inspire others, and the integrity behind it.
Well, and I agree with that. And I think more now than ever, especially with what's happened in the Miss America system, with the mm-hmm. fact that they're revamping, and it's really the spirit of Miss America and the, you know, the empowerment of women, especially after they had their scandal and their revamping. But also there is actually a very new group that's formed, and they're about positive pageantry, and they're actually putting together a board of directors. And one of the most recently selected board members, Tiffany, was somebody we just had on the show, Troy,
mm-hmm.
who is very involved
yeah.
in the Miss. Yep, Nationwide, Miss Nationwide, and now Mrs. Nationwide system, and he's been a coach for years and a judge, and so he's actually on this national board. It's called Positive Pageantry, and so there's even an organization starting to promote this, and their goal is going to be this positiveness and this empowering of women across systems. It's going to break down all the barriers that might exist between different types of systems, bring us all together as more of a huge community. And I think you're going to see even more of that, Erin, is there is this huge movement coming, almost a tsunami, where it's like pageant women are uniting. And I think you're going to really, I think we're going to see that old stereotype. That's one of their goals, is to just knock that stereotype down so that people can truly see that, you know, pageantry is about service and community and not just about, you know, the beauty part of it. So
right. Oh, that's
wonderful. I think that's very important. Yeah, that's very mm-hmm. important. And I feel like that pageantry really empowers women and young girls even. And so that's mm-hmm. why it's so important that those stereotypes of the negative stereotypes of pageantry is broken down, because, you know, we really need people who are not in pageantry to see that as well, because maybe they will get their daughters involved, or, you know, their family members will become involved, and they will not have that negative connotation of pageantry. And I feel like, for example, like the worldwide pageant system, you know, that this is platform-based, I feel that it is a wonderful way for women to voice their platforms and show what they do in the community and show the world that pageant girls are not just pretty women who just walk around and you know, who are not, and that's not what we are. I mean, yeah, we're gorgeous, yes, but we also have a platform, and we care about our community, and we work hard in our communities, and I think that's very important.
Well, I was at an event this morning too, Erin, and somebody said, oh, we've met you before. We've seen you. And I said, oh, where did you see me? And they said, oh, you know, a couple weeks ago at a pink tea charity gala. And there was like 500 people there. And they said, so you didn't actually get to visit with us, but we saw you and we saw a Tiara's a Hope crowning. And the comment that kind of stuck with me that Tiffany, that just reminded me of was she said, oh, so your system really does a lot in all the communities. And I said, yes, that's what we do. That's our goal. And she said, you know, I just didn't think that pageantry did this sort of thing. And I didn't understand that, like, you know, there could be older people in it. She goes, I hope you're not offended. And I'm like, oh no, I'm proud to say I didn't step into this crazy journey till I was, you know, 44 years old. And I remember thinking, I'm crazy. I'm 44. What am I doing? But it was a bucket list thing. And I thought, well, you know, why not? Why not try? And after a while, you know, and now, of course, I have found other women that are 60, you know, that have been doing this their whole life. And so I think it knows no age anymore. And I think it's great, too, as older, mature ladies, we can involve children. Erin can involve her family. Tiffany has lots of girls you're doing great things with for the SASH program. And I have my little sweethearts. And I do. I think it can just be this really fun, positive, bright thing in a world that is sometimes very dark and very decisive. And I think there's nothing better, especially when you have a major issue that maybe can be very sad at times. I've always said something that makes me feel better is to go out and do an event, because if you do for other people, it takes your mind off your problems, because you can go ahead and help somebody else. So I hope other people, you know, can see us that way too. So, what advice?
It looks like that we may have a guest. If you were there, say hey.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and I've been sent here. I was listening, and my daughter, she's 2 years old, and I have a whole brand new outlook. The world has been opened up to me. I thank each and every last one of you sisters. Y'all just really just turned my life upside down. I do respect my wonderful sisters who get up there in front of the audience and do amazing things. And I'm training, her name is Empress Love, and I'm training her about business and all the wonderful things. And my wife is teaching her how to be a lady. But I got y'all line open. And first off, let me give kudos to Miss Nebraska Worldwide USA. If you haven't already, please, please, please follow her on Twitter at SIOD. Number 4, number 0, very important. But as a pastor, and I've been pastoring for over 10 years, I've been in business for over 20 years, and I'm doing an initiative where we have a $4.5 million budget. We're going to the top 22 markets, highest crime, highest violence, and we're purchasing abandoned buildings. And my daughter, everything that I'm setting up now, my daughter is going to grow into this. And I hear the wonderful, just, y'all sound like y'all have really good, powerful leaders as fathers and mothers and supporting cast members. And as a pastor, I pour in so many cups, and then I seldom get to talk to beauty pageant winners. And my daughter is almost decked to do these kind of things. Now, first, I was kind of salty because I had got molested as a child, so I'm not really into group activities as a church leader. I try to make sure the parents are involved at every church event, so there's no preventative maintenance is way better than cure. I say that to say, as I listen to y'all speak, I hear y'all know the Holy Spirit, but at the same time, y'all understand there's a human resource aspect to everything we're doing, and I just love just the chemistry and the camaraderie and energy. My question is, as a father, I'm not a single father. My wife is with me every day. She teaches little girls etiquette. She has a fashion consulting company. But I want to be a man and bring some to the table extra that nobody's seen coming. You know, like, oh, Daddy, I didn't know you could dance. Well, I was taking lessons. Didn't nobody know I was taking lessons. I want to bring something extra because I know she's going to be in beauty pageants, but y'all can give me some wisdom while I'm here and it's available, and we on this great, beautiful, sunny day in Las Vegas. It's 12:24 p.m. The sun is just shining. I love Las Vegas. Thank God. I'm just in the right place at the right time, and I would never have another opportunity like this again. So God told me grasp the moment and seize the time. So if y'all could, my daughter's 2 years old. She's advanced. She can say ABCs. She answers questions. She knows her colors. She's potty trained. She's interacting with me, but I want to put her on that platform. And as a father, I'm scared to, like, let go, you know. Can y'all help?
I would like to say is that I give kudos, my hats off to you for what you are doing for your daughter. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you, please, every single day, let your daughter know that she is beautiful. That is one of the most important things that you can do. As she continues to grow, let her know that she is beautiful. Let her know that she is worthy. That's what a girl needs more than anything, the love from their father. I have the closest relationship with my dad. I'm a daddy's girl, and I have grown up to be a very confident woman with the most self-esteem in the world, and I owe that to my dad. Girls need assurance from their dad that they are gorgeous, that they are beautiful. That is the first thing that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, I absolutely agree with that. I was actually raised by a single mother, but I had a very involved grandfather. And, you know, I always used to say grandpa thought I was perfect. Was I? Absolutely not. But in his eyes, you know, I like Tiffany said, I was the cherished one, and I went through an illness, and they almost lost me when I was a very small child. And my mother later said, you know, if you would have passed away, you know, your grandpa would have died right along with you. So I think absolutely what Tiffany said. And then as a very strong career woman, I'm an attorney by trade, and I think you, as a father, you also need to tell your daughter that she can do anything, literally anything. If she wants to be an astronaut, if she wants to be Miss America, whatever it is, no matter how crazy it may sound, you know, you can do it. We know you can do it, and we're here to do everything we can. And I think the other part of that is too, is from a very young age, I was told you can do anything, but you need to do it the right way, and you need to be honest. And I'm in a profession that isn't always known for its honesty. And, you know, there's a lot of bad information out there, you know, a lot of bad stories about lawyers and now judges that do things they shouldn't. And I just think young people also need to be taught you can do anything and you need to follow the rules. No matter if that seems like the right thing to do in the long run, it is truly the right thing to do. And I think with those three tenets, you can raise a very strong and very empowered young lady.
Hey, man, I wanted to say this and just regurgitate the notes that y'all gave me. And I'm giving it from my perspective. A lot of people, so many times they see y'all, but y'all can only make eye contact with one person in the audience at a time. But y'all have 1,000 people looking at you at once, and they all looking, paying attention to everything you do, everything you say, however you say it. Mm-hmm. If you haven't already, please call in. The call-in number is 917-889-7826. These are the notes that I took. The first young lady, she told me that I had to tell my daughter that she is worthy and wonderful. I try not to use the other acronym because at the end of the day, she is what you said she is, and we both on the same page. The next one was, not only can she do anything, she has to follow the process and be real and honest with herself as she follows the process, because the more real and honest she is with herself, the more the world is going to follow the secret. She asks, she believes, and she receives. I just, wow, this is amazing, man. I just, if y'all could, if somebody could take down my number so I could reach out to y'all and really give y'all a real insight to what I'm doing, because everything that y'all doing, we have 300 winning team members we're doing, but this pageant element is no, we have beauty pageants, but they're not professionally done. And for me, with me doing it for 20 years, I don't want to have people singing to a 50,000 crowd on a pencil. 50,000 people in the stands, and they singing on a pencil. We don't want to do that. So if anybody could take down my number and please call me after the show, I really need y'all help, and I really want to get involved. And y'all are really doing something that's never been done before. And I got to give shouts out to Miss Nebraska USA. I have been to Omaha several times. I love Omaha, Nebraska. And not only have I been there, I live in 40 out of 50 states. I've lived in 40 out of 50 states, so I know what y'all going through. I know how hard it is, and I know how important these pageants are. Like, in when I was in Florida, we was in Gainesville, and we lived by the college. The whole talk of the town was the Gainesville Gators, and that's what drove that whole southeast region between Miami and all the different situations. So with hearing this and going into Nebraska, what y'all got, we need to bring the entertainment aspect to it. We need to put it back out there in the front. I remember when you said miss anything, people just stopped. They were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But now it's so much convoluted information. They're not respecting where the love is coming from. And the way that y'all put the energy, the time in to get the outfits right, to get the talent shows right, to get everything together. Every intricate piece is being judged from the moment y'all hit that parking lot to the time y'all leave. All that stuff goes into it. And I want my daughter to go through that process. It's like a military for beautiful women, but without it, with no guns.
That's true.
You know, it's priceless, yeah. You know, and you can't buy this kind of discipline. And I really appreciate the sister who's a lawyer that kept it 100 with me. And I do teach my daughter to be real and be honest, but I'm really about preventive maintenance over cure. If we can stop it before it happens, it don't hurt. That's why I don't let her go to daycare, you know. So with me going into this pageant world, this is – my daughter is within the arm's reach distance of me within every bit of I say about 30 feet, 20 feet at best between my office and, you know, wherever she is. So I say all these things to say I'm not a scary father. I just had a bad situation happen to me. So – I'm telling you, preventive maintenance is the way we're going to go. With what y'all got going on, the initiatives and all the different curations and the people that y'all touching and the different programs, because y'all might have 12 programs, and out of the 12 programs, you might pick 2, 3, 4, and 5, but the other programs, they still need some kind of activity. And we have people that have no programming, and they need somewhere to get programmed. So if we can put the have-nots with the haves and put the people that don't know about Miss Nebraska, they don't know about Sasha Virgin's conversation. They don't know about these things that we can get the people to know. And once you know, then we did our job.
Mm-hmm. Well, we would love to connect with you. And actually, you can reach out to us. Tiffany has actually a page. Tiffany, you want to tell them your page, and I'll tell them my page. You can reach out to either Tiffany or I. We're the co-hosts, and we'd be happy to make that connection.
Beautiful. I'm ready.
Yes.
My pen ready to
go. Yes, if you are on Facebook, you can go to our page. It's called Sash First Stations. It's just the exact name of our show. You can also reach me at Mrs. Tennessee USA Worldwide. I'm on Facebook as well. We would love to talk to you more about anything that you have questions about or concerns about.
Got it.
Yeah, and I'm at SAS for Stations as well, but also my Facebook page is Ms. Not Miss, it's Ms. M-S Worldwide, which is my title in the Worldwide Pageants, and my personal page, which is Roseanne Plant. But Ms. Worldwide will get you connected to us.
Hey, man, well, the name of our company is Entertainment Worldwide Network. So it's chemistry all through the phone. Y'all do what y'all got to do. And I am so elated that y'all really welcomed me in, and y'all wasn't expecting a man on the other end. Y'all treated me with so much respect. Thank you for being so just on top of y'all game. I'm going to step out the way. Y'all have a wonderful, blessed day. Y'all will be receiving a lot of correspondence from me. A lot.
Well, thank you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, Erin, to kind of finish up today, what advice would you give to someone who is either approached about competing in pageants or wants to compete in pageants?
Tell them to jump in. That's kind of the way I do a lot of things in my life. If I see that it's something that has some good integrity behind it and it has good people along with it, and it's just keeps gnawing at you, like the gentleman that was just on, it keeps kind of gnawing at him, and like, should he do it, shouldn't he, you know, let his child do that. Jump in, ask questions, go with the flow, and have fun with it. You know, that's the best way to figure things out along the way, because we're never really going to be ready. If you keep waiting till you're ready, you probably won't do it. So jump in, ask questions as you go, and just go with the flow. That's what I've been doing. It seems to work out.
Well, and I'm so glad that I opened the door and said, Erin, get on the boat with me. And I thought, she's either going to think I'm crazy or not, but she's my sister, so she can't, like, get rid of me. So I'm just going to, like, and I was so excited that I didn't have to work on you for very long, because I was prepared to work on you for a long time, Erin. I just want you to know that.
Were you? Oh, my goodness. And I think I told you back then when you called me, I don't know, it was sometime last year, and I was like, you know what? I've been looking for something,
yeah,
a new thing, and you were it.
Yeah, and I'm so glad, because you said you had said that, and then you had asked me a long time ago when I was with International System, and that
uh-huh.
seed was in my head about you too, and so that's how it kind of comes together. So do you have anything else you'd just like to share with our listeners, or kind of tell them some of your upcoming events before Nationals coming up in this summer in Omaha?
Yeah, let's see. We have our Ronald McDonald House next weekend. Then I'll be helping with Donate Life. We'll have a Little Giants Foundation booth, and I'll be helping out Donate Life Nebraska. There's a 5K and Heroes Walk that we usually participate in anyway, and they were so wonderful to let us have a booth there. I'm doing random speaking engagements with some different businesses and telling them more about our foundation. In May, we have a golf outing in June. We're working with Nebraska Blood Bank and Emily's 15th birthday in July. And we are just have lots of things on the calendar. So go to littlegiantsfoundation.blogspot.com events as each month progresses. And I'm so thankful to both of you for allowing me to be on Sash for Stations today. It was so much fun.
Well, and we're excited to have you. And are you still accepting invitations to speak and to appear?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So the calendar is booking up, but Emily does have a surgery coming up the end of April, so I've kept May a little bit open. But June and July, definitely, just call me or email me or message, whatever, and I will work it out.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for being on, and I'll see you next weekend.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yes, and thank you again. And I am so thankful for the gentleman who called in as a guest, because it shows that what we do is not invisible, that people pay attention to everything that we do, like he said. And I started this show to really empower people. And I feel like I am doing just that. And that's just, I guess that was just my confirmation. And like I said, I'm doing this to just empower and just get other title holders out there so they can feel empowered as well, and so people can learn about their platforms, and just to show that pageantry is positive. It's what you make it. So thank you, Erin, again, for being on our show. And I cannot wait to meet you and Roseanne in July at Nationals.
Yes.
I'm excited to meet
day,
you.
Girls. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so and we'll see you next Saturday, Erin.
Okay. Bye, Tiffany. Bye, Roseanne.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.